This is Politics on Parade here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Well, the theme of today's show seems to be really bad sexual judgment. Let's start out with Keith Ablow. He's the psychiatrist that Fox News uses as an analyst, and he is consistently quite out there. And he was commenting on the March 3rd debate where Marco Rubio made the implication that Trump has a small penis because he has small hands. And Trump said, "He referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee." So this psychiatrist was asked on Fox and Friends about a New York Times report that the Hillary Clinton campaign is consulting psychologists to find Trump's insecurities so that they can needle him during the upcoming debates, which I certainly hope they're doing. And here was his response. He said, "Freud would have been standing up, like applauding, standing ovation." He's referring to what Freud's response would have been to Trump's response. And my response would be that, like Dr. Keith, Freud himself was kind of a quack, especially when it came to any issues of sexuality. And then he went on to say, "To be able to address such an intensely personal issue and say, listen, there's no problem in that department, to me, that showed an incredible degree of psychological strength." And I agree with him. People like me with very large penises, it takes a lot of strength to come out and tell people that there's no problem there. We've got a pretty respectable sized penis. That takes courage. Well, maybe not so much. What really does take courage, though, is if you've got a micro penis, but you're willing to say, hey, it's not really a problem. Now that takes courage. So was the good doctor actually outing Donald Trump or just exercising his usual bad judgment? And although we've seen this type of thing before, and it's happened to both Republicans and Democrats, there's seldom been a worse case than Anthony Weiner, because this is his third strike, and each time it has cost him dearly. And we're talking about his penchant for sexting. The first time was in 2011. His wife was pregnant. He'd only been married for about a year. And he accidentally uploaded a penis pic to his account that he was actually trying to send to another woman he was flirting with. Okay, this is two instances of bad sexual judgment. The first, of course, is cheating on your pregnant wife. The second is women don't want your penis pic. Now, that incident cost him his job in Congress. And then 2 years later, as he was running for New York mayor, he got caught again. He didn't get to be New York mayor. And now it's happened a third time, some 5 years after the first situation. And God knows how many times he was doing this. This is just the third time he got caught. And this time it cost him his marriage. Now, a lot of people are going to say, oh, well, he's a sex addict. No, he's an idiot. And then there's the very, very, very poor judgment of Maine Governor Paul LePage. Not so much behavior specifically, but with language. He called a lawmaker he disagreed with and left this voice message. "Mr. Gatine, this is Governor Paul Richard LePage. I would like to talk to you about your comments about my being a racist. You cocksucker, I want to talk to you. I want you to prove that I'm a racist. I've spent my life helping black people, and you little son of a bitch socialist cocksucker, I want you to record this and make it public because I am after you. Thank you." You know, in social etiquette class, they taught me that a polite thank you does not make up for calling someone a cocksucker who isn't necessarily a proud cocksucker. I do know a lot of very proud cocksuckers. And it is amazing that probably the most blatantly racist governor in the United States is completely oblivious to the fact that he's a racist. But then, again, he doesn't have the judgment to know that if you're a governor, maybe you shouldn't leave a voicemail calling someone a cocksucker. So even if you don't like Hillary Clinton, there are a lot of good reasons to vote for her. And here's another one. Roger Stone, who is an important advisor to Donald Trump, has said that if Hillary wins, he'll move to Costa Rica. Hey, that would be terrific. I'm all for that. And I am looking forward to Roger Stone doing that because Hillary is going to win. However, his reason for moving to Costa Rica is not going to happen. He says he's going to go there because America will be overrun by raping Muslims. Not going to happen. And I'm also not going to pass on a list of Costa Rica swing clubs to you, because despite being a fellow swinger, you're not the type of person I'd ever want to meet in a swing club. Even though they do call it the Republican Vice, and there's lots and lots of swingers who are very, very nice Republicans, you're not one of them. Right now, Roger Stone is one of Donald Trump's closest advisors, but I found something amusing in the June 2nd, 2008 issue of New Yorker. It's an article about Roger Stone, an interview that takes place with Roger Stone in the Miami Velvet Swing Club. And they quote, interestingly enough, Donald Trump. Here's what 2008 Trump had to say about him. Roger is a stone-cold loser. He always tries taking credit for things he never did. Roger Stone is known as a dirty trickster. He is the guy who was behind the claim that Ted Cruz's father was involved in the Kennedy assassination. He called for Bernie Sanders to be shot for treason. He said in an interview, "Look, I'm a brand name when it comes to dirty tricks." And his tricks are very dirty. When they were trying to do a recount in Miami-Dade County, which tended to lead Democrat, and this was the big battle between Gore and Bush, Roger Stone organized a riot in the voting center while the ballots were being counted. People were trampled, punched, or kicked when his protesters rushed the doors. In 2008, he founded the organization CUNT, Citizens United Not Timid, an anti-Clinton group. He also published the book The Clintons' War on Women, which was a hilariously ridiculous attack book. He has called for violence against a lot of people. He's tweeted that he wanted to bash Bill O'Reilly's head in, and he offered money if someone would punch MSNBC's Chris Matthews. But here's my advice. To swing clubs both here and in Costa Rica, if Roger Stone turns up at your door, for the safety and well-being of your guests, just politely turn him away.